Well, at the post hole, there's two things. I mean, there's two shovel type bits on it. On the outside, and just put them in the ground, pick your dirt up, put it out.
What if you went to make a fence out of loose rocks or something like that? Any particular
need for that? I didn't have enough big rock down here to do that. I made them up north Georgia, Tennessee out of that.
Mm-hmm. Any particular names for them up there?
There's a rock fence, I guess. Me and my uncle had a rock fence up there. They spent all their life putting the damn thing up. No, they get all the rocks out of the ground.
Tell me some of the kinds of tools you might keep around the farm, like around your yard, everyday tools you might
have. Oh, now?
Now and back then too.
Well, I think now most of them just have a lawnmower around the house and that'd be about the main thing. Mm-hmm. And then lots of the people on the farm, they'd have a lawnmower and more or less two or three tractors. And then a set of cultivators and all that for them. And then
if you had a chicken farm or something, or you wanted to get a hen to start laying, is there something you might put under the chicken there?
Most of the feed. They feed them a pretty high protein feed to start laying.
Uh-huh. Or if you had a fancy set of dishes, what would people would call that it's made out of?
Oh, your china?
Uh-huh.
It'd be china dishes.
Uh-huh. You ever, or you think chickens lay with?
Huh?
Chicken lays a...
Oh, egg?
Uh-huh. But you ever hear of like a china egg or something you might stick under the chicken?
Well, they use them when they had them at home, they use them for nest eggs.
Uh-huh.
Take a white doorknob, most anything, but I think it's egg. And if they got an egg that in the nest, they come back to it and use it again. Because if you don't have your nest for them, they just drop it on the dirt anyway.
If you were going to carry water or something, what would you call that?
A bucket?
Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Most buckets would be metal.
What if you wanted to carry milk? Something like that?
They'd call that a pail.
Really? Could, if you had a... had it that made out of something else?
I don't know, I guess a milk bucket. I'll pay on either one, being mostly metal too.
If it's made out of plastic, what would you call it? Same thing?
Same thing. But I guess most of them are plastic by now, but used to it be metal.
What if you wanted to have a container that you'd carry food to pigs in? Or that you might throw scraps from the kitchen?
Or it'd be a slop bucket. Yeah. They had that, slop buckets.
Any other names for stuff like that?
Well, I usually keep it in the kitchen or pretty well close to the house and throw waste foods and things in it and feed the hogs.
Is that different from the kind of things you might take when you take the trash out to the street or something like that?
Yeah, it'd be heavy to hold liquids.
But there's special names for things?
Yeah, or slop buckets either hold liquids, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now your trash container would just be your garbage can. Mm-hmm.
What if, what would you say in the kitchen that you might fry eggs in? What would that be?
A frying pan?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, call it a frying pan.
What's it made out of?
Well, some would be iron, some would be aluminum.
Uh-huh. You ever see one with legs in it in an old fireplace?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Any particular name for that?
They call them skillets. They still sell them.
Excuse me?
Huh?
They still sell them, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where at then?
Probably hardware. Sitting around the back.
With legs in
them? Yeah, three legs.
What if it had more than three legs on it?
Well, some of them call them spiders.